Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The right fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chico Ruiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Murphy. Pitching for the California Angels, Tom Murphy. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien moves to third. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Hopkins moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to third. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Fregosi reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards second. Noop throws to second for one, and Aparicio throws to first, and Hopkins drops the ball. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Askew moves to third. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruiz. The throw from Herman and he is safe. Ruiz steals second. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar bunts in front of the plate. Herman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripoz hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards short. Fregosi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-1 in the game. Knupp takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer catches it and steps on first to double up Knupp. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruiz. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Ruiz steals second. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruiz scores. It's White Sox, 1, Angels, 1. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripos takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone moves to second. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ruiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Ruiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Knoop covering, for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Repose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. It's 2-1, Angels. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. John Matias pinch hits for Joe Horland. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias strikes out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive to right field. Melton throws towards third. O'Brien fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Brien. John Stone goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Angels. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ruiz takes first base on ball 4. As Q moves to second, Ken McMullen pinch runs for Chico Ruiz. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Herman for a passed ball. As Q moves to third, Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to home to get SQ. McMullen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Herman for a passed ball. McMullen moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.